now with Malcolm and Rodney together. Yep. What has it been like looking back to what it was last spring to now?
Well, I think last year was a big learning process. What did we want? We didn't know them. What could they do? I mean, with Malcolm we did to some sense, since Corey was, he'd been around Malcolm a lot. How they were going to fit into the system, what were going to be their strengths, what were going to be their weaknesses. Now it's just fine-tuning. And they're used to working with one another, that they work really well together, and they've been through a whole season, so they know how each other's going to react to different situations.
When you have those two guys back there, the two vets, what are they working on this time of year? Is it more just kind of honing in on one particular thing, or more just broad scope?
No, first of all, we go back and try to fine-tune the things that we think we can get better at. And we give that to them, and they fine-tune that part of it. And then it's just footwork, knocking the rust off, preparing themselves to go into the season where they can be effective right off the bat. And both those two are true professionals. They work extremely hard. They want to be better. They want information. And they go out and work at it.
You have Jalen Watkins, who saw a lot of time last year after some injuries, and Malcolm had to come down and play the slot. What did you see in his development? Because he's making that change also to from corner slot to safety.
Well, it's going to benefit Jalen being on the field as much as he was a year ago. Just the playing experience in general is going to help him immensely. Now, he's got a ways to go. He's still got to fine-tune a lot of things at the safety position. But finding one spot and being able to play one spot instead of going nickel corner and so forth, it is definitely going to help him. And we're going to have great competition in that room. At third and fourth safety spots, the guys are going to be battling for those spots.
When you've been around the game for a long time, so when you look at players that are making any kind of position switch, whether it's, you know, corner to safety, slot outside, vice versa, what are some of the things that they need to focus on, maybe that fans don't necessarily think about?
It's funny, we just got done talking about this, and some guys are just so natural at the game, it comes easy. It's just instincts. They just do it. Other guys, it's more of where are your eyes, what are you reading, what are you keying. It's not all just seeing the quarterback. It's a matter of fine-tuning where your eyes at the snap, what your footwork is at the snap, and this is going to help you to make plays and get better breaks on the ball and so forth.
Sure. And then lastly, Chris Maragos, what does he mean to that secondary group, and what does he bring from what you've seen in your career?
Chris is awesome. He's another true professional. He works at his craft. He knows his spot is playing special teams and making plays in special teams, and that's how he's going to help the team the most. But in our room, he'll help the young guys. He knows exactly what he's supposed to do. If we ever had to put him in a game as safety, I wouldn't blink an eye. He knows where he's going to line up. He knows what his footwork is going to be. He knows what he's supposed to do.
What were your expectations of Terrence Brooks when you guys, the former second-round pick, was a Florida State star, coming in for his second team? What were your expectations, and did he exceed those?
You know, didn't really have expectations, and I hate to put that on somebody before they come in. And the hard thing for Terrence is he came in after everything had been taught, so it was always a catch-up period for him. And now he's in the room day in and day out, and he's picking things up well. And I look forward to seeing him on the field. He's worked extremely hard. He wants to get better. He wants to learn. And he brings a physical nature to the game. I saw that in his special teams play last year. And we'll see if he can bring that to the defensive side of the ball.
When you look at the safety position in this scheme with Jim, what are some of the qualities that you need to have that maybe you don't need as much in other schemes?
It's one of those things. The game has changed a lot. Where safety's got to be interchangeable. You don't see too many teams that just have a box safety. There are a few still up there where you can put a guy down the box and he's basically a linebacker more than a safety. But you got to be very good at a lot of skills in our scheme. You got to be able to play in the box. You got to be able to play the half field. You got to be able to play in space, and you got to be able to play man-to-man. And finding those skills in a guy that can do it all, it's hard to find. So we put a lot of pressure on our guys. Plus, they're making all the calls in the back end. So mentally, they got to be high-speed internet.